T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Coming up at 12:45, it's Cubs pregame before they finish their series against the Astros. And following Cubs postgame, Parkins and Spiegel are live from Detroit. Wall-to-wall coverage of round one of the NFL draft until 9. Parkins and Spiegel draft special includes expert analysis from Dave Wanstead and Patrick Manley in studio. Tune in right here on The Score, the Odyssey app. You can watch the show on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube. Draft coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Yesterday, I talked with the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Marshall. Brandon Johnson. I wish I was talking with Brandon
Marshall. Grody did that yesterday.
Yeah, Grody did that yesterday, too.
Shout out to Groats Bears. I talked with Brandon Johnson about a lot of things. I had a lot of questions. There weren't a ton of answers. Here's what it sounded like on NBC Sports Chicago yesterday.
Well, first of all, the Bears are staying in Chicago. That's the headline for today. You know, a year ago before President Kevin Warren and I showed up and before I was mayor, you know, the Bears were as good as gone. I mean, that was the general sentiment around the league, around the city of Chicago. Well, that is no longer the case. You know, the opportunity that we have here to invest in the people of Chicago and particularly invest in the people of Chicago around a storied franchise is just a unique, rare opportunity. What I've said from the very beginning, if the Bears are serious about remaining in Chicago, they have to put real skin in the game. They've done that. This public-private partnership, this opportunity to ultimately transform the lakefront, the way the original vision of Daniel Burnham actually had, we're the generation that actually is in a position to pull that off.
Is there any concern by you at all that you and Chicago might be being used as a leverage play here by the Bears?
Not at all. You know, look, you know, I take people at their word. I give my word. I tell the truth. And quite frankly, the relationship that Kevin and I have developed over the course of this last year has been absolutely remarkable. Look, the bottom line is this. The Bears will always remain in the city of Chicago. And we have an opportunity to do something that is transformational. I mean, we're talking about open green space, 20% more open green space. We're talking about 24,000 jobs just for the people of Chicago, 43,000 jobs for the surrounding region, but even long-term, 2,300 permanent jobs along with 4,600 permanent jobs for the region. This type of investment is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and we're going to seize the moment.
The reason that I asked the question is that they have poured $200 million into the site at Arlington Heights. It seems a little weird that they might just walk away from that. That's why I wanted to know, like, are you sure that the commitment is there from them? Because even today, Kevin Warren did not close the door on Arlington Heights. He left it ajar. Does that worry you at all?
Well, look, the McCaskey family trusts the leadership of Kevin Warren. He's done this before. Kevin Warren trusts my leadership. And over $2 billion, that the Bears ownership is prepared to invest in this moment, that's the word that they have given not just to my administration, but the people of Chicago. And the fact that we have public benefit and public use use to transform the Lakeshore. This is an incredible opportunity, as well as the commitment from the NFL to be able to go after those dollars through a loan opportunity, as well as all of the different elements that come with having a dome stadium. We're talking about Final Fours. You know, we're talking about Big Ten championships, the outdoor space where we can have Chicago Public School championships right there with the lakefront as the backdrop. This is an incredible opportunity for us to do something transformational, bring a Super Bowl to the city of Chicago, restore confidence in the people of Chicago, particularly around these investments that allow us to generate unprecedented levels of revenue, revenue that we can then use to transform our public school system, to make sure that we're providing mental health services, building affordable housing. This is a win-win-win for everybody, and I'm grateful that we are in a position in a moment to actually do just that.
I understand that the Democratic Party in Illinois is not a monolith, but the governor was 20 minutes away from the event that you guys held. He was not invited, according to him, which I find a little bit troubling, and he seemed to douse a little cold water on it. That has been his stance publicly about, you know, public money for private enterprise. Why are you not aligned with the head of your party in this state?
Well, I run the city of Chicago. I mean, that's my responsibility. The people of Chicago voted for me to run the city. And what the city has made very clear is that public use and public benefit to transform the lakefront, that has always been my goal. It's not about just keeping the Bears in the city of Chicago, which we have a commitment from the Bears to remain in Chicago, but it's also about the transformation that exists there. Now, as far as the next steps, of course, to engage the Speaker of the House, the Senate President, to engage the governor, to engage the people of Chicago as a whole, that is also part of the process. But we needed to make sure that the Bears organization and my administration were on the same page. And when it comes to investing in this moment, creating hundreds of thousands of jobs, we're talking about $3.5 billion of income in for workers. That's transformational. We're also talking about the long-term sustainability of this opportunity to have 20% more open green space, 14 acres of new fields for our young people to be able to participate in. This is a win-win-win for the city of Chicago, and I'm prepared to work as hard as anyone else to ensure that the resources are there to complete this endeavor.
How will you know that you are doing the will of the people? Like, what is the way that the city is going to outreach to find out if this is how people want public money spent?
Well, let me just make sure this is very clear. So we have, you know, a formation, ISFA. ISFA was designed to build stadiums. In fact, it was in 1987, under the leadership of Mayor Harold Washington, that actually created this entity to do just that. So we are living out the values that, quite frankly, predate, you know, my time as mayor. We're going to continue to engage with the community. But one thing that I can say for certain, when people elected me to run this city, I made a vow and a commitment to make sure that if there is any new stadium being built in the city of Chicago, it has to have a public benefit and public use. We're talking about 24/7, 365 days throughout the year that this space is going to be available, and we're going to continue to communicate with the community at large to ensure that these benefits actually reach the neighborhoods.
How do you feel about the idea that there are people that were on stage today that were a part of the renovation before, and there are still $650 million that is owed on that renovation for a stadium that works just fine? When you hear that, how do you respond to people that are worried about giving more money to a stadium that doesn't necessarily need to be rebuilt?
Well, what's happening, though, is that, first of all, the refinancing of debt is something that has been a very creative approach to make sure that we are still paying off
the bonds,
right? While also making these critical investments. Look, there are a number of people who have been in leadership positions before I arrived, right? And there are some lessons that we've learned from that. And so that's why I feel strongly about this opportunity, because of its commitment to not just jobs, but we're talking about women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses that will be able to participate in the growth and the expansion of this entire campus. We're talking about creating more access to one of the most, not just storied franchise, but we're talking about a campus that is seen all over the world as a tourist attraction. That's what is exciting about this moment, and that's why I feel far more confident that we can actually provide a deal that works for the people of Chicago.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
But what if you hear from the people that the people don't want it? What if the people say, I'm serious.
Yeah,
what if they're calling their aldermen and the aldermen are telling you, my folks don't want this. What then becomes the position of the city?
Well, people have to decide if they want the type of economic development that this project brings, right? What I'm confident in, Lawrence, is that people want to see the people of Chicago work. We're talking about 24,000 jobs. Who's opposed to that? 43,000 jobs for the region. Who's opposed to that? The Bears and the organization putting in over $2 billion to make sure that this stadium is built with private funds. Who's gonna be opposed to that? You know, the opportunity to have 20% more green space, an entire museum campus that will provide better access. The fact that the infrastructure in that area needs real renovation, and it's long overdue that we do that, the number of alders that receive phone calls about traffic as well as roads, all of that is addressed in this development, this opportunity. So look, the feedback is useful, it's helpful. We're gonna continue to assess and evaluate throughout this entire journey. But this moment right now that we are in the midst of in the city of Chicago, this is a once in a generation opportunity to not just keep the Bears in the city of Chicago, which we've done that, but to make sure that we have critical investments so that the people of Chicago who are fans of the Bears can also experience the fullness of this campus, right? We're talking about concerts that we can hold, the generation of income that will be the result of these investments are absolutely remarkable. The ability to hold year-round events to attract more people to our hotels. And again, this outdoor space I'm really excited about. You know, Lawrence, you probably know that I have children who are in the Chicago public school system. They're a part of travel sports, which don't judge me for that. I know travel sports parents can be a little over the top. I'm not that dude, I promise you. But the opportunity for the flag football championship for our girls in Chicago public schools can be held right here on this campus. These are enormous opportunities. You know, growing up playing sports in the spring, where most your games are canceled or postponed because we don't have fields that can actually accommodate these sports. The Bears have responded to every single thing that I've asked them to respond to. Put skin in the game, have public benefit and public use around the year, creating jobs and real economic vitality for, you know, again, the Lakeshore. This is a unique opportunity for us to have a win-win-win for everyone.
I'd be remiss if I didn't read at least a portion of the statement from Friends of the Park, who are in opposition to this. And their lead paragraph, and I let the mayor see it before we started recording. The Chicago Way was on full display at the Chicago Bears news conference today. Once again, Chicago taxpayers are being told what is good for them. We are told that a new dome stadium on protected lakefront land will make Chicago a great city. We are already a great city in large part due to our protected lakefront. As is so often the case in Chicago, the powerful and wealthy are demanding that our entire city stop and fast track their plans to expand operations on the People's Lakefront. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, again, you know, the lakefront protected ordinance, you know, which I'm fully in support of, I'm confident that we are not in opposition to that ordinance. Again, we're talking about 20% more open space. The amount of investments that are that's going into creating 14 more acres of space for our children and our young people in the city of Chicago to benefit from, that's been the vision for the lakefront for some time. You know, look, I know that there has been a regular practice in the city of Chicago where things have just been rammed down people's throats. This is a proposal. What we're saying is we have an opportunity to not just keep the bears in the city of Chicago, but 24,000 jobs, construction jobs, just for the people of Chicago, 46,000 construction jobs for the region, $3.5 billion Chicago region of labor income. The type of income that's needed to afford to live in the city of Chicago, that's what this proposal provides. And so I'm looking forward to the continued conversation. And again, this notion that we were going to lose the bears to another space, we didn't do that. This notion that we could not provide a development with real collaboration for public benefit, we've done that. The fact that we have created public use, we've done that. The fact that we are creating opportunities for our young people, our CPS students and our Catholic League, like, could you imagine, you know, these, you know, high stake tournaments where young people get a chance to participate downtown with the Lakeshore as the backdrop, you know, on a Saturday night or a Sunday night. Graduations can be held there. There are so many different opportunities that we have in this moment, and make no mistake about it. My job and my responsibility is to make sure that the people of Chicago benefit from any investment. And that's what this proposal does.
I appreciate your time, and I know that we got to get you out of here. I just wanted to say to you, because you know how I feel about this city. We have discussed that personally. There is a distrust when it comes to misuse of public money. And I can tell you some of the feedback that I've seen, whether it's from here or from my other job, is high. There's a lot of people that are concerned about this, especially considering the platform that you ran on. There are people that are concerned of seeing the optic of you standing with billionaires. And I get, you're the mayor of Chicago. Like, you've got to make things happen. Is there any concern that you are being inconsistent to your platform by being a champion of this project?
Not at all. In fact, this project is aligned with my vision for the people of Chicago. I've said from the very beginning that the best way to build a better, stronger, safer Chicago is we have to invest in people. We have to invest in young people in particular. You know, having the opportunity to stand with billionaires, you could not have convinced me a decade ago that I would have the opportunity to do that. But here's the thing that I believe is special about this moment. The fact that the middle child, 10 siblings from a working class family, is in a position to speak to the interests of everyday Chicagoans and challenge billionaires to put skin in the game, that's what I promised that I would make sure happened. And the McCaskey family, the Bears organization, they're putting in their own dollars. We're talking about over $2 billion. And even with ISFA, Mayor Harold Washington created this infrastructure for this very purpose. Not only is it consistent, we're actually getting more out of this moment than any other administration even attempted to do. Again, thousands of jobs. That's going to help people. I come from a working class family. Oh. I'm proud to be a union member. But I'm also very proud of the fact that we have an organization and we have a leadership with Kevin Warren who listened to my platform. Public benefit, public use. Let's make sure we do something that's special that generations to come can benefit from.
Ah, oh man. Do you remember the scene in Aladdin when the evil wizard Jafar holds up his snake staff,
mm-hmm.
and he hypnotizes the Sultan?
Yeah, he went, noo, 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 noo,
and he gets the Sultan to do his bidding.
Yes.
That's what Kevin Warren did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.